Voice of Indonesia with the news, read by you. Turkey in several MOUs on cultural exchange programs, as confirmed by Minister of Culture, Fuad Bizon, in an official statement on Sunday, April 2nd. Quote from Temple, the MOU was part of Prabowo's visit to Turkey since April 10th. But Fuad Bizon said that the exchange program will include history, literature, capacity building, film, and various cultural expressions. Minister of Tourism Nilu Puspa urged the people of West Mandara, East Nusa Tenggara, and Aceh to increase their awareness of waste management. The Deputy Minister made the statement during her visit to Labuan Bajo to activate the Clean Tourism Movement, or GERABE, on Saturday, April 12th. She highlighted the importance of increasing public awareness on waste management, as well as the awareness on destination managers on the importance of good waste management. That was the news from Indonesia, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Or the night thing. rest of them that it was always voice of nature from the nature of the world, as we know that everybody, including you and I, should have equal opportunity to pursue whatever we want, but as we know that even in 2025, there are still challenges faced by women, especially in the field of STEM. Don't ask me the what is it short for, I forget about it, but here's the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, a researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster at the National Research and Innovation Agency, talking about the challenges that are faced by women in STEM.
Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So when the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course, it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still, a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the woman doesn't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment, and then the second. Environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower that are restricting the women's engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be an ally for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enables us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave, but the leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, not only 1 month leave, but for example, 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally, women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically, those are such problems. And if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access.
Official, and it's kind of
saddening, yeah.
The women still face a lot of challenges, and what do you think,
Anika? I think women's role is very important, not only on STEM, but in general aspects of Indonesia, because the administrator and the reform minister actually renewed Yang Bini, stated that women's leadership is not only just a complementary aspect, but a main pillar in driving change towards our goal of Golden Generation 2045. Because women are proven to be good at leadership, because various studies have shown that organizations that are led by women, particularly those with women representatives of 30% or more than, or in their strategic positions, are 12 times more likely to achieve peak performance.
So we can see that if we want to achieve better performance, we should not be discriminative against women. Yep. Although it's still happening, but we're working on it, and we wish that by joining hands in hands with men and women, we can achieve a better achievement.
Yeah,
especially in our government.
I'm
sweet plantation of seed source and also replanting. So it's funny because they have big potential in infrastructure and tech. They also collaborate with Director General TSP for its mission to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Pasi Sumadiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Naga people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Powers also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Naga Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Naga Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and the hot springs.
If one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator, said Horace Chokrani Noto. Horace Chokrani Noto is an Indonesian father of national movement and a nation's teacher. He is known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that played a key role in the struggle during early 20th century. That was quote of the day.
Has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Raja Pola Reverend businessman behind the visitor's admiration. Raja Pola is a Baptist church in classic Malayan region Serious Java, which is famous for its Reverend crafts. Spread by the southern main of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is thought to form an object, such as basket, fan, bed, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Raja Pola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Raja Pola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Raja Pola street, it is located a quiet Sukarwa's creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwa's creative village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there. Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, they were from parents, colleagues, in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and nandang. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker and craftsman. Everything is brought to the house, so it can't be made at a shop or craft center. We saw handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five phases. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman, who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and nandang leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsman. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. She admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsman. He also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the living process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment she usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 more nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At grounds, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of nandang wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we returned to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven crafts was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven craft shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listened to a very different reality. Kalau sekarang mah, kalau di purchasing power of the visitors decrease, since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers, the craftsmen find it quite quick. So the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one pass, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited currently at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran, or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada pengalaman yang lumayan ya di masa pemilu biasanya.
It's quite weak on the weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now tipped. Before, a shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep, is that sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 2 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously, we could send 3 pounds as a week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of those craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Well, we are looking for our weeks, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Raja Pola is not as glorious in the past line. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy recognition at airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the airport has quite crowded. Since Qatar, the airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access, but the path is through Pasir Malaya. We have international flights. We will also be offering domestic flights between Qatar Jati and Riyadh Dinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. This is conveying government's plan in the future. Goodman said that so far the local people of Pasir Malaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tentang kita di sini masih berbarangan. Masih berbarangan, tidak? Saya aku saja untuk masyarakat Pasir Malaya kreatif. Dan masyarakat Malaya, dia selalu bisa.
I admit that Pasir Malaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was that affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not rich because loan repayments are quite large. But industry in Pasir Malaya continued to run, even if able to support the regional economy.
Yeah.
sorry, the bus went on down after Kaiser. You can find rare, unique local coverage. Called Fugurasi. This is a special cuisine of the Daritana people, the native people of Central Jakarta. A mix of local and European culture, it is made from porridge, preserved with a local mixed stew, samur, the legacy of Dutch heritage. In the stall, located near a well-known Selamat Datang monument, Fugurasi is topped with green stalks, cucumber, peanuts, and pickled vegetables, and served with crackers. This morning, people are flocked to the stall, ordering Fugurasi and others, including the control gang. Sticky rice topped with grated coconut that mixed with brown sugar. The stall is now managed by Bumblebee, hence its namesake stall. This is a special piece and a hot green tea. Fugurasi could be a morning starter to explore the world's meeker city.